Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tip Show. Pinterest Tip Show. A show designed to assist man in his quest to succeed on Pinterest. If you have interest in the content you want to share, content you want your clients to see, learn ways to grow and succeed in this unique and exciting world. One man will assist you on your journey to become a pinner and grow your presence online. Men and women can share in the success. And here to show you how
is your host.
Is your host, Jeff C. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tips Podcast. I'm Jeff C. And you're not. We continue our Instagram topic from our last episode because if you pick up a rock and throw it, you'll probably hit a social media marketer who is talking all about the changes that happened recently on Instagram. If you're not a marketing nerd, here's the skinny. You can share multiple photos and videos in one post on Instagram. With this update, you no longer have to choose the single best photo or video. Now you can combine up to 10 photos and videos in one post and swipe through to see them all. Good idea? Will this kill all that is good and holy about Instagram? Peg Fitzpatrick and myself discuss it on today's show. We'll be talking all about these new changes and also some new tools and tactics you can use to boost your Instagram profile. But first, have you downloaded my free Manly Pinterest Tips Tackle Box? It's chock full of some of my favorite resources for images and productivity. Go to manlypinteresttips.com to check it out. I'm very excited to have Peg Fitzpatrick back on the show today. Peg Fitzpatrick is the new Director of Content Strategy and Social Media at Tailwind. She is also the co-author of The Art of Social Media, Power Tips for Power Users with Guy Kawasaki. She's been seen on Time, Huffington Post, Inc. Magazine, and NPR's Tech Nation. She also runs social media campaigns for some of the top companies around. She's spearheaded successful social media for Motorola, Audi, Google, Virgin, and more. Now, this interview that I did with Peg was a live show where the audience was able to interact with myself, guest, and each other. If you'd like to be a part of one of our live shows, make sure to head on over to manlypinteresttips.com and join our email community to find out when our next live show is. Come join us, where you can ask your own questions during the show. Peg is a frequent guest on the show, and there's a reason. She knows social media inside and out, and I know you'll love the tips she gives today about Instagram. So let's jump right into my conversation with Peg Fitzpatrick. Peg, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Have I been on Manly Pinterest Tips more than any other guest?
You probably have. You, Michael. Yeah. Well, Elise is up there too. So, but you, yeah, you're probably the one that you probably have. I need to go count, but I have a feeling you are. So
cool. Well, thank you.
You're awesome.
I love being on your show.
Very cool. So, if you have questions for Peg today, make sure you ask them in the comments and we'll try to get to those during the show. But first, Peg, congrats on the new job. So tell me a little bit about it. What does a director of content strategy and social do?
Good question. We're kind of evolving it as we go. I'm definitely working on the blog, working on the Tailwind blog, which was already an amazing resource for Pinterest. But now, of course, we have Instagram too. So we're, you know, putting more content out there for Instagram. So I'm working a lot on the blog, which you're a blogger, you know, everybody who's a blogger knows it is like a full-time, just a blog is like, it constantly needs feeding and fixing. And so I've been writing a ton of articles. And then I'm just working on all the social media for the brand as well, really getting us up and running all over the place. Melissa has been with Tailwind forever, which if people are Tailwind fans, we all know and love Melissa. And she runs Instagram and Pinterest. And then we have David, who's the director of marketing. He's like the head of the marketing team.
Right.
So we have a lot. It's fun. It's working with a team, which is great. Because we all have strengths and we all do different aspects. So it's, you know, figuring out how to work together. And of course, Tailwind is a startup. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun because there's always changes and things are evolving. And I have to tell you, as a longtime Tailwind fan, which you are too, it's really cool to like be in the back end and testing things really, really first. And then like I feel like I'm like cheating having this awesome job because I love Tailwind so much. It's like, you know, and the, so it's awesome. I'm doing a whole bunch of different things that I love. So,
well, tell some, if somebody, you know, we're talking about Tailwind. If somebody doesn't know what Tailwind is, who's listening or watching, tell them what kind of a little short synopsis of what they do.
Okay. So Tailwind is the premier app for Pinterest and Instagram management and measurement. So you can schedule out your content and then you can get amazing analytics that help all your content do better. So what you can do is bulk schedule a whole bunch of things into Pinterest. And then when you want, you can just go on Pinterest and do a few little things instead of being like, oh my God, I didn't pin today. Like I need to go like pin 85 things or, you know,
right.
It keeps you on schedule and on track without, one of the things I like about it is it keeps you from going into the Pinterest rabbit hole. So if you're at work and you have to pin something, like you could put it into Tailwind instead of you go on Pinterest and all of a sudden you're going to see a recipe and you know, you get all distracted and we all know Pinterest is just.
Right. It is. It's a big time suck if you do it wrong. So, and we're going to get to some of the tools that Tailwind offers later. Cause I really want to talk about
that. That was like the briefest overview.
Yeah. We'll dive into that a little bit more. But first we want to talk about the big changes that have rolled out on Instagram, you know, with this update. You no longer have to choose a single best photo or video from an experience that you want to remember. Now you can combine like up to 10 photos and videos in one post and swipe through to see them all. So I know you've tried it.
Yep.
What are your initial first impressions?
Okay, so I think the concept is really cool. It seems like it's a little overlapping on how stories work because that's where I do my sequences.
Right.
So in one post, if you say, for example, we're going to Social Media Marketing World, which of course we are. Raise your hand if you're going. Comment down below if you're going to come and see us there. But say we're going to be there. We take a whole bunch of pictures from a party one night, and then we go to another party the next night. And then we could post all of those in two groups instead of a whole bunch of pictures from. So it's a good way to add more variety to your posts. I think the challenge is having great content that would to be in there, like, and then using it the right way. So it's a little bit of a stumbling block. Like, what do I want to put in there? I saw one person commented on the Instagram blog and said, I can barely edit one photo and get it out there. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Which they kind of addressed because the cool thing is that you can edit all of them at one time. So you could put 10 photos in, you do the filter once and it goes on all the photos.
Okay.
So that's a time saver.
Do you have to do it on all the photos or can you do different filters for different photos? Do you know?
I think you have to do it on all of them. I think when you set it, okay. I think you can tweak it, but I'm not positive. I was testing the filters in there and you can change it and then you can still do other settings. So you can like choose your favorite filter, do the lightness, brightness. Cause you know, the big Instagrammers have like 10 things they do to each photo. It's not hitting that one filter. So.
Right. Exactly. So would you say the closest thing it's like is like the carousel posts on Facebook? Is that the closest?
Yeah, it's the closest to carousel posts. You do have to use, the images have to be square.
Okay.
You can't do any other sizes. They need to be 1-to-1 ratio. So that's different because they've popped out all these different things. But that's also like carousel posts and ads. They have to be a certain size.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, I always think of stories, you know, the stories feature on Instagram is people to see those kind of have to be following you anyway, they don't get notifications or they don't see them up there at the top.
Right.
And, you know, in the feed, you know, people can kind of discover you easier, I think. And I always use stories to kind of, I think would be talking to your tribe or whatever. I wonder if this could be an end run. I mean, cause you're limited to what, 15 seconds on stories? And aren't you doing, can't you do 30 seconds on a regular video post on Instagram? I don't know the length on these carousel ones. I wonder if you could have longer.
I didn't see the length on the videos for these and I didn't play with that yet. I mean, honestly, it was just like, first I wrote the article on it that's on the Tailwind blog. So I was literally breaking down the steps for how to post. So I was like going through and doing it all, but I didn't test any video. But it, you know, just gives you the choice there.
So do you think you'll use it a lot or not? Do you think it's just a thing you use when you have like big events and that's about it?
I think, well, you know, it's good for trips and stuff too, but I don't know. I mean, It's hard to say. Like, I think that they'll probably favor it a little bit for the time. Like, it's new, so it might get a little bit of boost in the edge rank. I'll definitely try it out. I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of the posts on Facebook that have photos and videos. Are you a fan of those?
Oh, the, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, not really. I mean, it I guess, and I'll talk about it a little bit later. I'm just wondering about engagement, if, you know, because Instagram moves so fast. I mean, when I check Instagram, I'm scrolling, double tapping, rolling down, double tapping. Something's got to be really, really engaging for me to stop. Mm-hmm. And either, like, even video, I have to really, like, okay, it's got to be somebody I really want to watch. Otherwise, yeah. I'll just keep going through it. And I don't know.
And that's how it is. Do you really want to see 10 photos of one person instead of other people?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it has to be creative and see. So,
right. I mean, it could be that they built it for brands who wanted this to make carousel ads, you know, to show a product, to show the steps, to show how to do something. And then if they do it so you can promote it, is there a link underneath each one of those, like on a Facebook carousel ad? If you promote a post now on Instagram, you do get a link there.
Right.
So will there be a link underneath 10 things?
That would be a good question. So, and when you like it, when I tested it, and I just tested it this morning, because that's when I was able to download it and get it. When I liked it, it liked the whole series of images. You can't go in and like individual photos, can you?
I think you can.
Well, it didn't let me on mine. Maybe I have a... Because I was thinking, well, that's kind of odd. How are you going to gauge engagement, you know, when people drop off? Because, you know, on stories, you look and see, okay... My engagement was good because I kept people towards all the way to the end. Well, right. If only people are liking on the first photo, then they're not going through to the end. So, you know, my engagement might need some work. So that's what I was wondering. And it looked like it for me when I liked it, it liked them all.
Yeah, and it did. The like did stay on one. I could have sworn that I read that you could like and comment.
I thought so, too, but it's not working that way.
Yeah, so. It said that in the how to's, but it doesn't look like it is doing that now.
They'll fix it. I just was wondering that because that was odd to me. So,
but then now, you want to post one thing and then have 10 different sections on it to comment. I mean, that's kind of that's kind of time consuming too from a brand perspective, especially if you look at a brand like Tarte Cosmetics, for example. I love Tarte Cosmetics, and I had a question, and they have like 7 million followers or 8 million followers. They have, and each post gets like 70 or 80,000 likes and comments. But I thought I would take a shot and ask a question. I tagged them and I asked them a question and they answered. So they got to have a lot of people on there monitoring that all the time. But so you post one event, you have 10. So I think from an engagement perspective, it would be really hard to monitor.
Yeah.
That's what I think for just taking care, you know, like for taking care of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like looking at it two ways. Do I want this as a person who's on Instagram? Sure. Yay. Everybody comment more on my photos.
That's right.
From brand perspective. Oh my God. I have to like monitor all those comments. So
yes.
Besides.
Yes. KC goes, I'd rather see one post with multiple photos from a user versus multiple posts from the same user in the thread, which is true. Like when somebody goes to an event, it's the same thing, or they have a baby, God forbid. Oh my gosh. Then you have forever like, ban them, you know. No, I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean. It's like, oh my gosh, they're more, you know. And if you could have this, I think that will be helpful. And he even makes a point. He goes, but you don't have to use all 10 spots, which is true. So you could take the top three of, you know, you're at a party or something and do that. So I think that would be helpful because some people would like that. Other people are just going to scroll by. So
in some ways, when you look at it, they're kind of, you know, they've had the ability to do the layouts forever on there, but not that many people actually use that feature because the pictures end up being so small.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know,
you lay out with a bunch of pictures. So I think they're probably like trying to respond to that. Like people saying, well, I have multiple pictures. I don't want to, but yeah, you don't have to use all of them. I just did some, I like the fact that you could just choose some photos, say out of the 10, you use 5, you put the 5 in, they all stay nice. You have one cover, you can reorganize them. So you can put the one you want to show as the post and then once you save it, they're there. You can't move them around after that. But it's versus like when you post a bunch of photos, like on Twitter, if you're going to post photos, if you post one photo, two photos, it looks okay. If you post three photos, you get like some weird configuration.
So
you have to do four or two or one, like three. No, don't do three. Or Facebook posts, same thing. Like the photos go in, they go in, like they kind of squish them and move them and they make some kind of weird grid thing with them. So at least it controls the aesthetic of your post and it looks like just one post.
Gotcha.
Even though that, you know what I'm saying? Like for people who have really tight aesthetics on their feed, they don't want to mess it up with like stuff on it.
Right. Yeah. Which isn't me. I just throw whatever I can. Mine is a big eclectic collection, I would say. Now, some people really like this. They think it's great. I think Casey kind of likes it. But some people think this is going to kill all that is good and holy about Instagram. So why is there such a big controversy about this? I mean, I think they're always rolling out change. I mean, I remember when they were allowing the wide photo, I mean, longer photos, people freaked out. And so
and
why is this such a big deal?
Cares.
Right. Why is this such a big deal?
People don't like change.
Okay.
I think the bottom line is whenever there's an update, people freak out, no matter what social network it is. I always get excited. I'm, of course, the opposite, probably you too. You're probably like, yay, what do we do with this? So I think people just don't like change. And then I really think that it's kind of like the pressure to do the new thing, you know, like Instagram stories come out and it's like, how can you use Instagram stories well? And immediately everybody just started copying exactly what they were doing on Snapchat.
Right.
And then, you know, the Instagram Live came out. I haven't seen that taking off very much. I see.
Well, that's because it's hard to see it. If you're not there right there watching it, it's gone. That's what's that's so funny.
Right. Which is kind of good though, because you're not swamped by them. So you just see people do them. So I think that people will get used to it. Either they'll use it or they won't use it. It's maybe one of those features that you'll use every once in a while, but not all the time.
Gotcha.
But you can see, like, if say you're a food blogger and you had, you know, a recipe and you did, you know, a little series of photos, you could do a series of photos on there. And then, you know, the possibility to promote it could have a link in there somewhere to go to your blog. Otherwise, we're still on link in the bio. But
unless you have that blue check where you can just swipe up, which is pretty cool.
I want the blue check. Instagram, are you listening? Can I have the blue check on all my accounts?
Social Media Examiner got it last week, so we have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have to ask or did it show up?
I'm sure there was some finagling. I think they asked for it. I think somebody knew somebody and helped out with it. So
I know people.
Yeah. You know people too. So you need to work for it. I was hoping
I got guys with a blue check. Does that count?
Yeah. Well, I think I was hoping it would migrate accidentally to like people who run those accounts. Like because I was tied into it that I might get it. I'm like, no, it didn't happen. Or I didn't even want the blue check. I just wanted the ability to do that. Swipe up.
Yeah, only verified users have it though.
I know. So very, very cool.
Only non-verified account Instagram. You should give me the trifecta. It's more than the trifecta.
Peg is lobbying right now on this show. So
so how good is that? What is that going to get me?
You know, 50 cents will buy a cup of coffee downtown. So do you now what we found out from our friend Jen Herman told us today in another group, she was saying you can't boost these posts yet. Like even if you have a business account, you can't boost those posts.
No,
I think that's coming. I think this is going to be a play. Because Instagram wants your money. I just think it's just not rolled out yet. Do you agree?
I think these are going to move to be carousel posts. And I didn't have insights. I do have insights now.
See, I think there's things are rolling out.
So, yeah, I have insights now.
You gotta go change your blog post. So that's very cool. I think now we talked about engagement because I like scroll through my feed really fast. And if I stop and look and scroll through your 10 pictures of Winston, that should tell Instagram's algorithm that your content, and if a lot of people do that, that your content is engaging. So do you think this will be something that the Instagram algorithm will use to, you know, kind of boost your post up on the feed?
I do think so. I think they monitor all that, like how long people stay in your post. They probably have so much sneaky stuff they watch. Oh, yeah. Are people engaged? They swipe to the next one. That was the thing that I thought of with that's similar to Instagram stories. You know, you watch that, how many people drop off. They're very careful. They show you in the stories, like, mm-hmm. you know, and so you can see that. Now, and the on the analytics for the post that I did, the multiple photo post, the analytics looked exactly the same. That's what I was looking at for each photo. Okay. They looked the same, but it's rolling out. That wasn't there a while ago. So we'll see if that changes. You know, I think that is a way that they're showing if people are engaged with you. Not only do they like this one, but did they swipe through to one? Did they swipe through to two? So they're really, really going to, from a brand perspective, again, so many more metrics to follow and track.
Well, I think
I just realized I'm doing Instagram analytics. I got to add that in my social media marketing world thing too.
That's right. The thing that I think it's going to, marketers need to make sure, because if you're posting a bunch of pictures and it's not engaging, then that's going to probably hurt you. So it might be better to do a single post. So, you know, I know we always want to do the shiniest, newest thing, but it still may not be. If you're not really engaging and can't think of good ways to use this new feature, then I would still stick with the single post because, you know, that's probably better for you. I would hate to see somebody get hurt because they're, you know, they're throwing up all these pictures hoping that something happens with this carousel thing. So, I mean,
right. But there's a lot of cool, if you're really great with your creative and storytelling is your main thing, there's so many great ways to use it. I did one example in the blog post was to do like a really long image and then mm-hmm. split it up into squares. So you would have to take 600 by 600 times five. So you make it, is that 3,000? 3,000 long, and then you divide it up by sixes, you know, into right. little pieces, and then you could take a longer story like that and swipe through. So if you're creative, you know, this is where it separates the men from the boys as far as like awesome creativity. Like Zach King, who spoke last year at Social Media Marketing World, and who's there again, he does amazing stuff with videos. Like off the chart. Like I don't even know how he thinks of it. Obviously it takes him a long time. He is a master at what he does. So people like Zach, like the people that have stop motion skills, like any of those really cool things, they're going to come up with all this crazy stuff. Like you can think of people that can do animations, you know, like even, Snapchat has some great artists. Like I was always like, how are people drawing? Like even way back, like how are people making this awesome stuff? You know, they have to just do it right then and share it. There was no way to upload or anything.
Yes. Sean Aaliyah, I can't remember say it, but he has like a little stylist, but he'll draw like Simpsons cartoons around. I mean, it's incredible. And so that's how he built his following. So yeah, I think the creativity is going to be a big play. Yeah. We did have a question and this was from that group. And I think we kind of answered it. It was like, he asked, does anybody know if Instagram will display insights on the new feature for a business account? For example, you include up to 10 images, a video, how does Instagram record impressions? Well, there wasn't that, and then Peg just found out that it is coming. So I have a feeling all that stuff is going to roll out, and I think they want to use this for an advertising play. So I think it's going to roll out. So just be patient and check that out.
It still looks like they're all the same. So we'll see if that updates.
I just have a feeling it has to, because I think it's going to be like stories that they're going to want to tell you, hey, your people are dropping off. You need to do a better job, or not post as many, or something like that. So. Anyway.
Post more frequently, post better content, make sure your images are amazing, make sure your captions are SEO friendly, just all of that.
Yeah, I'll do all that and have fun. What are some ideas that, you know, some creative ways businesses can use this new feature? What kind of comes to the top of your mind on this?
Okay. So like I mentioned already, storytelling, great way to do it. So you could show an event. Obviously, we talked about that too. Mm-hmm. Create a sequence of photos on how to's, like a recipe, or if you're like a beauty blogger, you could do steps for makeup or show the different. Mm-hmm. You could do the first image with the no makeup. I mean, who would want that? But you could. You could do the first one with a final look with all your makeup. And then you could show the steps of how you did it. You could show the different products. Because 10 is a pretty good amount. That would get me a little bit into my makeup routine. Not the end. I am not your 5-minute makeup girl. But there's a lot of cool things like that. For individuals, I think it's going to be more like event-based. Like if you go somewhere, if you, you know, something cool is going on. Because the other hard thing is if you're just somebody who is like an entrepreneur working at home, it's hard to come up with even really interesting content for one post. So turning that into 10, I think, is going to be a challenge. Like, this is my desk today. This is my desk tomorrow. It looks kind of the same, but like my blue pen is now over here. Like, you know, you have to be way more interesting than that. You're competing with everything. So right. I think there's like 600 million Instagram users now active.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
The last number I saw. So everyone's going to be trying these out. So I think it's the kind of thing, like you said, wait and see and come up with a plan, like create a little plan for yourself, write it out, create your graphics, like Instagram stories. Again, like that's taken me a little bit to figure out how I want to use them. I didn't want to just use them exactly like Snapchat, like doing a little sequence of my day. A lot of people do that. There's nothing wrong with that, but I was trying to come up with different things. And again, for Tailwind, like I wanted to show either like products or services or how, you know, things like that. So I came up with, there's one today, actually. I loaded one today, a really cool Instagram story. But it took me a while to come up with a concept for like how I want to do it for a blog post. Like, can you do an Instagram story for a blog post besides just saying, I have a new blog post up today? So it's thinking through things. So it's going to take a little bit of like maybe storyboarding, you know, come up with a little checklist. Like, I'm going to do 10 photos. What would that look like? You know, how many I'm going to do? Like, try a couple first to see. Because it's honestly a little intimidating when you hit the multiple photos.
Yeah, it is hard. One of the things I think, and we mentioned this earlier, is that I think stories is a great way to do a sequence for your followers. Mm-hmm. But I see this as a way, depending on the length of the video they allow, is to do that for to be discovered. So right. I really want to create a little story, you know, maybe with some animation that I can upload and do some cool stuff in a square graphic that I can then hopefully boost later to my followers,
right,
and get more people in saying, hey, I want his kind of content. Then I can hit him with stories.
And you have a link on it when you boost it.
Yeah. So I think that for me is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I can tell a sequence of stories doing this to new people, not just my own followers. So I think that's what I'm really excited about trying out. So, okay, let's take a break. We kind of got all the news, and I know you're going to be talking about this on Social Media Examiner show tomorrow. So
tomorrow. Make sure you're
tuned in. Yeah, you've got to get all the new stuff going. So let's talk about
analytics.
That's right. You got to add that now. So let's talk about Tailwind's new feature for Instagram. So I've used Tailwind for Pinterest. Love it. I have access to the Instagram thing, but I haven't really played with it yet. Why should I use it? I know. Why should I use it for Instagram? Why should I switch over to that?
Okay. Well, my number one reason, Tailwind has made my Pinterest amazing. Pinterest is the number one traffic referral for me to my blog. And I know that all the stuff they have, and now I really, really know, they have behind the back end will make your Instagram better as well. They are an official Pinterest partner as well as an official Instagram partner.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. I just want to say that.
It's a big deal because you know that Instagram trusts them. So everything that they do follows Instagram's terms of service. That could not be more important to me than anything. I will not use any tool or any service that says, you know, log in, give us your passwords so we can do things. I'm like, nope.
Right. That's and especially if you're managing stuff for clients, you got to remember that you're in charge of their security and safety as well as a manager. And giving those username and passwords over for a third party app that isn't a trusted partner is bad news.
Explain that? I'm sorry, your account is now ruined because I use this shady service. Also, those like apps and things that do that, that's where people's accounts are getting hacked. From those shady things. Mm-hmm. There was one that I tried one time and there was like, weird. I was like, all right, done. Like just an app to do, like it was a hashtag app or something like that. Right. So, okay. So number one is the schedule, the smart schedule that you know and love already for Pinterest, you can create a smart schedule for Instagram and you can bulk upload. So using their supreme data that they have from Instagram, they will create a schedule that will work for your audience and for your account. And the interesting thing is I had a girl on Twitter 2 days ago. She was like, all these times are totally different than what I post. She's like, how do I know that these are the right ones and that I should use these? Because I would have that thought myself before. Like I post every day at 8 a.m. on Instagram. Is my best time to post 8 a.m. because I post every day at 8 a.m. or is it really 8 a.m.? Right? That was my question I had all the time from Iconosquare. You know, which came first, me posting at 8 a.m. or that being the time? So then when I went into Tailwind's Instagram scheduling, it created a smart schedule for me and I trusted it. So I felt confident in telling this girl, go ahead, our data creates your schedule. And she was like, I'm going to test it. And I said, I told her, let me know how it goes. 2 days later, which was this morning, she was like, oh my God, my Instagram is going crazy because the schedule was great. So she was posting at the wrong times for her audience and she didn't even know it. So it's a small change like that that can make a huge difference in engagement and likes, everything.
So you really do think the schedule makes a big difference when you post on Instagram? Okay. Well, I've just noticed, you know, I've noticed the thing that, you know, usually stuff always does better for me later in the day, like after people are off work.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I'm going to have to test it now. I'm excited.
You're guessing, right? Were you
guessing? I am. I pretty much guessed, yeah.
Okay. So I'm challenging you to do the smart schedule for next week.
I will try it. And I've got some stuff planned and posted. I mean, ready to post. So we will do that. So the best feature is scheduling. Yep. The data they have. What else is so great about it?
You can add two collaborators to your account on the lower version. So if you want to work with other people, you know, that's awesome. The Chrome extension is magic for finding user-generated content. You can be on desktop. You can find user-generated content that you could then get permission to use somehow, messaging, leave a comment on your post, something. And you can schedule it right from the Chrome extension into your Tailwind.
Very cool.
You don't have to like try to download it, do other weird things. You're getting permission. Just with one click, you can just put it right in your Instagram schedule. So you can use the Chrome extension like you do for Pinterest all the time. You know, you just see things pin it. So you can use that to schedule things. And you can batch process as well. So you could create a whole bunch of images. You know, I challenged myself to do like a whole week. My Instagram was awesome for that week. I spent like Sunday. I did like all the images. I edited all the images. I did all my text. And then I just got a notification. I used all the schedule time and my Instagram was awesome. And it was a lot less stressful than being like, oh no, I need to, you know, post. I haven't posted. Like you start worrying about it. Then you forget about it. You know, that kind of stuff. This is a schedule. And then it just helps you get on a regular schedule. You know, once you get them in there, just like all your other social scheduling, once you get used to following the habit, then you post more regularly. It's not stressful. It's, you know, then you can have fun just engaging in the comments and not worrying about editing. And so it actually cuts the time down a lot, as all good social scheduling does. It cuts down your daily time and adds more time to engage with people, which is super important on Instagram.
Very cool. So
you're like, why is she telling me this? Oh yeah, because I need to do it.
I need to do it. Yeah, I haven't done it yet. So Nazim asked over on Facebook. He goes, what does this cost? Is it on top of? Can you get like a package deal with Pinterest and Instagram, or are they separate? How does that work?
There is not a package deal right now, but that is a great idea. Right now, it's $9.99 a month if you do the annual plan, or I believe it's $15.99 a month if you go month to month.
Gotcha.
So it's a huge time saver, just like it is for Pinterest. So it's great. Yeah, Mike says per profile. So that is per account right now.
Gotcha. Does it also let you, and I know it's a big deal, and I am not one of these people who lays out their entire Instagram so it all looks and is interlocking and all that cool stuff. But can, if I wanted to do that, can I do that with Tailwind? Yeah. Well, let me like do a preview. Okay.
Yeah, we do have a 9-grid preview in there now. I challenged myself in my week that I did it to go in rows of threes to do all the editing the same. And my Instagram looks amazing. And then I got like posting atrophy. And I was like, no, what do I do next?
I don't want to mess it up. Yeah.
You have to like really plan ahead. But yes, you can do a little grid preview and it shows you what they look like and you can move things around. It makes it very easy. So the 9-grid you could do, so you have 9 that look the same. Mm-hmm. 3 rows of 3 you can do, or you can do patterns. People sometimes do patterns.
Very cool. So how will Tailwind, if I want to use this app, and I'm sure none of the official partners have this yet because it just rolled out, handle the multiple posting? Will that be something you'll be able to schedule later, you think? Or
I
will
think
that
you've got a workaround for that already. So yeah. So in Tailwind, you could schedule one post and then you could do the description and everything. I like to do my descriptions on desktop. I do not like to be like messing around with it with the emojis. You can do it all on desktop, on the web, and then it syncs, you know, then you get your notification on your phone based on your smart schedule. You open it up in Instagram and then instead of just clicking the one photo, you can hit multiple photo right then. And then you could add the other photos in and it still has your caption and everything in there. So you can still benefit from the smart schedule by doing that. And if you were really organized and it was client work, you could have it in Dropbox by folder, like your the folders that you wanted to do, and you could open up in the, you know, in there and open them. See?
Is there, that's very cool.
I think you got a good workaround right away, right?
I know, that is cool. And I know Danny and all those guys over there who are just geniuses will figure out something.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, it literally just came out, so
yeah,
they're on it.
So what else, what other kind of analytics can I get? Is there like hashtag analytics or there's stuff like that? What other, I mean, I love the scheduling thing, be able to find out the best time to post, but what other cool analytics are there?
There, oh boy, in the, I have to remember by different plan. Eee, you're quizzing me. I'm sorry. There's a lot. There's a lot of different, smart schedule is important. I have to go in and look because
that's fine. I kind of put you on the spot, but I mean, I know that if it's anything like the Tailwind for Pinterest, they have a ton of stuff and it really, really does help. It's a really easy layout. So I'm excited. And I'm very excited.
It's kind of exactly the same. I mean, the key is to monitor all your engagement and there's different plans. So if you're a blogger or a small business, you can get everything you need in the basic plan. But if you're a medium size or enterprise, then you go up to like, I don't even want to show you what it would look like, Jeff, because you would cry. There's so much good stuff in there. Like, it's really amazing. So there's different levels. When you're a blogger, you just don't need all that level of granular, you know, measurement. But there's enough to make everything awesome. Just like we use, you and I have used for years, the basic Pinterest plan. And it's, you know, does it make your blog amazing? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's at the different levels that you need it. So when you get bigger, you can get a lot more. And then when you're in the enterprise plan, if you're a huge company, then you get just like everything you could possibly ever want to know. So it's different levels at different plans. And I can share a link that'll have the different plans so you can like look at the ones to see where you want to, where you fall. But there's a lot different things at different levels, of course.
Yeah, cool. And so Melissa, I'm monitoring comments in both places because it's such a good topic. Melissa says you can see your profile analytics and individual post analytics with Tailwind's Instagram Plus plan. So that's very cool. If you guys are official partner, we've talked about costs. So let's jump into some best practices for Instagram. So we talked about the tool. Let's do some tactics and tools. What about hashtag strategy? Should I use all 30? Because I had Molly on from Molly Marshall Marketing, and she goes, why not? And so I started doing that. I noticed an increased engagement on some of my clients' accounts. So what are your thoughts? Do you use all 30 hashtags or do you limit to, what's your strategy on that?
So we're actually working on some research around this because the research that's out there now is older, which is the problem that everybody has trying to figure out how many hashtags to use. Right. The main thing is to make sure that you're using hashtags that are really relevant to what you're posting. So if you can find 30 that really wrap around your content, then yes. So like, for example, I know you have a candy shop. There's definitely 30 hashtags that you can find around chocolate because people love chocolate. Chocolate lover, chocolate, give me the chocolate.
Chocolate gram,
Yeah, and there's like even hashtag little candy chocolate. Do you ever use the hashtag emoji?
The emojis? I haven't yet. I'm testing those. What I did is I did some research with competitors like Chocolate Johnny, who kills it on social media.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked what he was doing. I looked what Dove Chocolate was doing and kind of looked and saw what they were doing. So that's kind of what I was.
Yeah, the hashtag candy is probably popular. And like real organic, because that's what a lot of the people would use. Mike says, rest in peace, Grandma. That was my favorite hashtag app. There's stuff coming, Mike. There's maybe some other good stuff coming. Let's see. So I'm not opposed to using 30 hashtags. I just like to make sure that mine are all relevant. I have massive lists of hashtags. And there's an article coming out soon where I'm sharing a lot of them. That I've really researched a ton. It takes time to make relevant hashtag groups. And then you want to make sure that you're not putting like too many of the super popular ones like Instagood or like it's good to use it every now and then, but they can, your content just gets 100% lost in there. So look for ones that are like 10,000 to like 100,000, 200,000 results. And I think those are ones where you can really meet new people. New people will find you. You just have to come up with a strategy for it. I'm not opposed to using all of them. I do like to just do one or two in the top and then put them in the next comment. There's been a lot of debate on the time of day, whether if you do it later, whether it matters. People say yes, who knows? Instagram officially says you can do either in the comments, but they do count 30 for the whole post. So if you put three up in the description in the caption, you can only put 27 in the comments. If you try 28, it just won't take it. You get an error message, and people are like, "Really? Like nobody knows that, but you can." So they do count, and it does matter. So,
so what about making up your own hashtag? Like if I went hashtag Peg and Jeff Super Instagram Show, is there any worth doing that?
Well,
there's
reasons that people create their own branded hashtags to follow their own posts. So like you can, like Art of Social Media, we did hashtag Art of Social. And then you can click on that and I would find people who like forget, they don't tag me on it. Like they don't at mention me, but they might use my name. So you can use that to find user generated content. We could create Jeff and Peg's amazing Instagram show. And then people could come and we could be like, if you want to be a guest on Jeff and Peg's amazing Instagram show, you know, post with that. So if you guys post with that on Instagram, you can be a guest on our new show that we just created. So there's reasons that people do that. And part of it is to find the content themselves, to have other people use it. I like to, make sure that it's something that other people would want to use. Like people would use that if they want to be on the show. But like if you make it too specific and people can't insert themselves into it, then they're not really going to get used and it's kind of pointless. Like some of the ones that are huge on Instagram, they actually were started by bloggers. Like I think it's Flashes of Delight. That's really, really popular. That was started by the Glitter Guide. So blogs start them. They can be related to their name. The Happy Now is another one that I love that was started by a blog. There's different ways to use hashtags, and that's a couple of them. Like you can go into the ones that are already established. You can create your own, try to make it a thing. If you don't have a lot of followers, it's going to be hard to make something a thing.
Gotcha. So what type of images do you think work best on Instagram? Now, because like, what if you're not a very good photographer? Because you can get intimidated by looking at all these glitz and glamour Instagram. I don't look at those, by the way. But you see, I mean, they're just perfect. They're like a white background. It looks like they're in a Tide commercial. It's all white and it's, you know, a flat lay. And I'm like, what if that's not your brand? What if that's, you don't know how to take photography like that? Can you still have success on Instagram?
Sure. You can. You could create a feature account, which would be an account where you would feature other people's images. Of course, making sure you have permission. You can't just take other people's stuff and put your name on it without permission. But there's a lot of different editing apps. It's actually easier than people think to create great photos. The ones that you do see that are so amazing, that are like super white or it's marble. Another one I see all the time. Yeah. They have so many tricks and stuff. It's hysterical. I love the photos where they show like what it really looks like behind an Instagram photo. Like someone's holding this up. Someone else is doing this. I read a thing and they said they actually have cardboard with different backgrounds. It's not even marble countertops. Like things that people don't know. So yes, you can have a marble countertop too. You just get paper and you put it on the cardboard and then you use it for your flat lay. And so there's a lot of photography tricks out there. You can look up on YouTube and figure out how to do a lot of them. Smartphones have great cameras. Mm-hmm. The ViscoCam app is amazing. And it does a lot more than you think it does. A lot of the big YouTubers use that. Or the Lightroom app by Adobe, also great. So just come up with like one way. The key to the making the great white Instagram is to just always edit your photos the same. Which is what I did. If you look at my Instagram in the rows of three, those are all edited exactly the same. And I really put a lot of thought and effort into matching them. So I had one little row of three that has blues in it. I have one that's like, I had took some pictures that had some, a little teeny bit of red, and then I just organized them and I edited them the same in the ViscoCam app. Or did I use Lightroom? One of those.
Visco is VSCO, right?
VSCO. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, some people were asking on Facebook. So yeah, it's a great app. I know my daughter uses it a lot. That's her favorite one too.
Yeah.
I have some that I use differently, but I'm not good like she is. So so how much should I post a day? I mean, because some of these people you see doing 3, 4, 5 posts a day, and I'm like, what am I going to take a picture of? You know.
You have to be like around your back. You like do one of your signs.
Big Mac that I'm eating. It's not, you know, once you do that every day, it doesn't
lose the avocado deal. Toast again.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So again, that is a personal preference. The more you post, the more engagement and likes and followers and things you get if you're posting good content. So it is important to have good content first and then post more frequently. You know, which came first, posting more frequently or getting more followers? The accounts that have a lot big accounts, they post more. So that says that, and they use less hashtags.
I know.
So when you get to a certain level, you know, your game changes a little bit. So it depends on how many followers you have for a lot of these questions, like 0 to 1,000, use all the hashtags, make sure they're really relevant, you know, post at least once a day. And then see if you can bump it up. I keep telling myself I want to bump it up. And when I have time and I take all the photos ahead and do all those things, I can do it. But it takes time. Yeah, and the more you pre-plan, the more success you have with multiple posts per day. So, gotcha.
So I'm throwing you another question for a loop here. Instagram versus Snapchat. What do you think is going to stay around for the longest? Do you think that
Instagram?
They're going to win long term, or do you think there always will be a Snapchat?
I think they're actually different. I think people really, really, really love to compare them and say they're exactly the same, but they're different. The people who are on Snapchat love it. I have to say, I did order the Snapchat spectacles too. I'm not even a big of a Snapchatter. I figured I would use them and then give them to my daughter. Meaning she would take them. And
yeah.
But I just feel like they're different. I feel like they're so different. Like Instagram has great brand appeal. You can make great posts. They stay there. You can create your carousel posts with all your beautiful photos. So I think for brands, Instagram is better. Snapchat for me still seems like it's way more just for awareness. Mm-hmm. It's instant content that's hard to get, you know, yeah. I don't know. It goes two ways. Like it's hard. But then also, if you do a Snapchat ad, it goes into every single person's feed, and it's right there. That's all they can see. So the people that pay $500,000 and up, so if you're a huge brand, you know, a lot of people will see that. Or if you do one of the sponsored filters for the day, those are a lot of times by a company. People use them and love them. Nobody cares. They're like, oh, my God, it's the Bud Light glasses or whatever it is. You know? Right. People do it, you know. So I think they're more different than people think.
I think you're right.
The only thing that Snapchat has, Snap Inc. It's their only property.
Yeah.
So,
and they said they're going to be a camera company. I think they're going to be around for a while. I think that, like you said, they're totally different. I find more bang for the buck for my clients and my own brand on Instagram than I do on Snapchat, just because of the market. Now, if I was selling sneakers to 13 to, you know, 16 years old, maybe that would be different. So we're wrapping up the show. So if you have any questions for Peg, make sure you enter them in the comments here on Crowdcast, and we'll try to get to those. David Crisper, your coworker, said, which came first, posting first or having a lot of followers? how would you answer that, Peg?
Well, it's chicken and the egg.
I know.
I think you have to post more to get more followers.
Gotcha. All right. Well, here's the last question. Well, one of the last questions. I have another one after this. what should we absolutely not do on Instagram?
You should not post. So you need to make sure that you're posting frequently. It sounds like it's trite, but it's not. It's harder than you think. A lot of people fall off on posting. So it is important to be consistent when you're posting. And then make sure when you post, you don't post and run. I know I've said that a lot, but people do it. So post something and then go comment on other people's things, like other people's things, click on your last post, see who commented and liked it, like their post and comment. You need to engage on Instagram and answer every single comment.
Does Tailwind have the Tailwind app? Does it have a comment tracker?
Not.
Can I track comments?
Not yet.
Cool. I just wanted to double check. So don't post and run. One last question is you think it's still, you know, when it first came out, they said don't put videos on Instagram because it's all about photography. And now videos are kind of in there. Do you think having video, short video on your Instagram feed is helpful?
Do you think
people watch it? Okay.
I do. They get a different kind of engagement, and I like them. So sometimes I do little animations and post them.
Like with the Ripple app or something like that?
With Adobe Spark. If you look at my Tailwind story that's in there right now, my Instagram story, I did a cool animation in there in the stories.
Oh, okay, we'll have to check that out. So quick, before the 24 hours runs out, go look at
Run. Otherwise, it'll be Peg,
so as we wrap up, Peg, where can we find out? There's one more question from Alisa. We got to get that one. She goes, do you think Instagram will ever be able to get rid of the gazillion spammers on Instagram? I had that question and I forgot to ask it. What do you think of all these spam bots? How do you handle them? Do you delete them? Do you leave them there?
I actually go through when people tag me on photos and I'm not in, I do go and remove them because I don't want them on my profile. So I report them. I hardly ever get inappropriate things, knock on wood. So I don't have to worry about that. But I block those people. There's some on Facebook too that they're just like, this is a great post, don't you think? And then they have one of the other accounts come in. I'm like, I'm blocking you. Don't waste my time because that affects your algorithm. That affects your commenting algorithm if you do not respond to those stupid spammers. So
do you heart all the comments? I mean, do you know, go back and like everybody who's on your, cause I thought that's a great way. Instead of responding, sometimes you can just put
I don't know if that counts like being answered. I mean, I don't know how Instagram is monitoring that much, but I know on Facebook, as you know, if you don't respond to a comment, that hurts everything. Yeah. I delete the spammer. I block them because it does affect if you're serious about your accounts, it does block. It does affect you.
So you don't just delete them. You block them. You say, that's it. Don't come back.
If it's spammers. Yeah, I will.
Okay, cool. So Peg, where can we find out about you and your services? Where's the best place to go?
I have no services available, but you can read my blog at pegfitzpatrick.com. I'm everywhere at pegfitzpatrick. So,
pretty cool.
Yeah, and then, of course, blog at tailwindapp.com. Come read my articles there because I just posted a whole bunch of them. And actually, I did one today on how to make beautiful Pinterest pins.
I saw that. So go to Tailwind.
Example?
That would be good, yeah. What's you said you have examples there? Is that what you said?
You're an example in the article.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, go to our article and share it with everybody. Make sure... that we'll put all the links to everything, to Tailwind, to Peg's blog in the show notes but thanks everybody for showing up.
Jeff's going to leave a thing so you guys can do a trial if you're not already there.
Oh yeah. I'll put that in the links here and on Facebook, afterwards. So you guys can go, it is an affiliate link. So I do get credit because they're having some, they're having a special deal this month. So it's very, very cool.
If we have a promotion.
That's right. As for, and always, I'd love for you guys to go visit manlypinterestips.com, click on the sidebar and subscribe to our email community where you'll never miss out knowing when we'll be interviewing a great guest like we had with Peg today. And also let us know what you think of this new platform, this new crowdcast that we're doing. I like it. I think it's kind of cool, but I want to know what you guys think. So drop me a line at jeff@manlypinterestips.com. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining Jeff on his mission to help you be successful in the Pinterest world. Would you like to take part in a live show? Be sure to join Jeff's email community at manlypinteresttips.com. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.